This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, good to have you with us on this podcast, and get ready for a chuckle as the Laughter Factory are in town and we caught up with Pierre Hollins, who told us all about the current tour and what we can expect from it. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Well, welcome back into the show. And of course, the Laughter Factory is going strong across the city, putting smiles on people's faces wherever they go. They've already done one weekend of gigs. And I can tell you, this coming weekend on Friday, you can see them at the Radisson Damac Hills in Dubai. And then on Saturday at Duke's The Palm. Laughterfactory.com is where you need to be for your tickets. One of those comics is joining us on the line right now. We spoke to Paul Tonkinson earlier on in the week. This time around, it's Pierre Hollins. Pierre, how are the gigs going for you so far?
How the gig's going, did you say? Yeah, great. Really nice. Really nice. It's lovely to be back. Lovely to be back in Dubai working for the Laughter Factory. They've been running shows for almost 30 years.
You know?
And really well set up shows. It's always a pleasure coming out here, mate. It's always a pleasure.
Now, tell me a little bit about your journey into comedy, Pierre. I don't think we've spoke before, so I always like to find out how you landed, you know, to become a comedian. How did it work for you?
Okay, I don't like getting up in the mornings. That's pretty much it. Yeah, the hours. I like the hours, mate.
Yeah, you're a night person.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, being funny, that's, a different skill as well as waking up. So where did that come from?
I honestly can't tell you. You know, I mean, classically, you know, you would say that you were bullied at school and made the bullies laugh to protect yourself, but...
not the
that
case.
Never happened. Right. Maybe I was one of the bullies. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
You know, if they weren't laughing at my jokes. I don't know, mate. It just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, things. I've been doing this for about 40 years. And so casting my mind back that far to see what the origin of it was. Maybe I'm a born show-off. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I just liked it. I liked the idea of it. I didn't think I was going to settle down to a real job. And I thought, give it a go, see what happens, and it just kept going, you know, and thank goodness it is going.
Sounds like it's going really well. I mean, I'm also looking at, you know, some of your backstory. You've performed as a comedy acrobat as well.
I have in the past, yes, that's true.
Tell me about that experience.
I mean, that is proper showing off, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, proper showing off. Yeah. So, yeah, I had a kind of an acrobatic act. I'd unicycle and juggle and all that palaver, you know, very shouty, very big and loud.
Yeah.
And, you know, you try something, it works, people give you money, I'll keep doing it.
Right. Tell me about writing
really
a book.
It
seems to be the trend at the moment. As I said, we spoke to Paul a couple of days ago. He's written a book. So have you, your first novel, The Karma Farmers. Let's hear more about that.
Yeah. That was published about 7 years ago, I think. It's a rollicking read. It's about... what is it about? It's about murder, quantum theory, and love.
Okay, and 7 years ago, I mean, have you not been, you know, tempted to write again, a follow-up?
I have. I'm looking for a different publisher at the moment. I've got something else out at the moment that I'm punting around. Yeah, I'm just looking for a different publisher. Yes, I have all the time. I have my days to myself, so I have time. And some ideas don't fit into a tight comedy format, you know. So it's nice to kind of spread your ideas out over the course of a novel.
Tell me about your writing, you know, writing for your act. Is that spontaneous, or do you do so much every day? Do you get up and think, right, I'm going to write something funny today, or is it very much off the cuff?
It's very much off the cuff. It's very organic. A lot of it happens on stage. You know, maybe you're bantering with the audience. I try and include a section where I, you know, just chat with the audience. see what happens. A lot of stuff comes up then, and you think, ah, if I remember it, that's going to turn into a routine, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is kind of written on stage in a way. You might go on stage with an idea, try it out, see what happens. There's always a compromise, isn't there? I think it's funny. Do they think it's funny? You know, they might not think that, you know, the particular punchline that you champion isn't the right one. They might be laugh at somewhere else. So it takes you in a, so you veer off in a different direction. You know, it's a very organic process. That's what I actually love about it. You know, it's a lot of stuff comes from a very direct conversation, you know, between you and the audience.
Would you say your style and also audiences, what they want, has really changed? And you said you've been doing this for, you know, a long, long time, a lot of years. You know, has comedy changed over the years, would you say, Pierre?
Not essentially. They want funny stuff, you know. I mean, this whole kind of what was called so-called alternative comedy was always meant to be, you know, don't punch down, you know. And that is exactly the same as it always ever was. You know, be nice to people. You know, sometimes you are the victim of the joke. You know?
Yeah.
And that's easier. You know, people like that. They like the honesty of, you know, that you know, you talk little elements of your life, you know. If they can relate to it too, that's fantastic. We've got a conversation already, you know, then find the funny, you know, within that.
What about travel? I'm looking here. You've traveled pretty much everywhere around the globe. I mean, is there going to be a lot more travel this year for you, Pierre?
I don't know if there is, actually. I think I'm mostly in the UK for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, there has been a lot. There's been some great gigs around the world. You know, little tours here and there. You know, India. There was a lovely gig in India we used to do in Mumbai.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Southeast Asia. You know, there's lots of bits and bobs around Europe. It's all good. You know, I pretty much say yes to everything. I'm an absolute tart. You know, I will. Someone's paying. Yeah,
I'll be there.
Yeah, great, happy days, man. Yeah, I'll do it. Jump on.
What about television? Do you do much TV or radio?
I did loads when my children were little. They wanted to see me on television, so I ended up doing loads of television. You know, when they're
little. To please the kids.
Since then, I'm not a big fan of stand up on television. I'll be honest. You know.
Yeah.
And so no, I don't look for it.
When you say you're not a fan of stand-up on TV, what's the reason?
I think it's a live form. It's a live form. You know, the I think it works better in a live environment, you know.
Yeah,
and that's it, really. You know, the vibe of the room, anything can happen. And it is a direct relationship between you and the audience, you know, as opposed to between you and the camera. It's slightly different. Between you and the camera, you know, that's a slightly different skill. I mean people do it fantastically well, yes, you know, but it's not where my interest lies.
Right. Finally, I just want to wrap up about, you know, the gigs so far here in Dubai. How have you enjoyed them, and how have the audiences been for this tour of the Laughter Factory?
They've been fantastic. They've been absolutely great. It's always a great crowd. They're always really up for it. They're so well run, these gigs, you know, and you know, you'd be crazy not to go to them. Once a month, you know, they bring some of the best acts out. You know, it's club comedy, proper club comedy.
Yeah.
You know, not the, you know, it's slightly different vibe to the big touring shows. You know, I think it's a lot more personal. You're more involved, you know, as an act and as an audience. Sometimes the arena shows are very impersonal. You know, invariably you end up just watching the person on a screen, you know. But in this, you know, nice intimate surroundings, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. It's a great form of entertainment. It's a great night out.
And what do you fancy getting up to while you're in town? I mean, you've been here for quite a few days, Pierre. And any
honest,
kind
man,
of bucket list
chilling.
Stuff?
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling, bit of sunshine, you know, bit of lovely sunshine, chilling by the pool, swimming.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chilling,
yeah,
swimming.
It's perfect. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it, mate. I'm here with a good buddy as well, you know, so that helps the time pass.
I'm sure. Well, Pierre, thanks so much for being with us on the show. As we said, gigs coming up this weekend. Make sure you get your tickets at thelaughterfactory.com. Pierre, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure chatting to you, friend.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8,
the UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.